With the plan to do repair to the dam at Coons Lake, I thought we might look into a little history of Coons Lake. In the early history, that area was part of St. Joe County. Coons Lake was originally called Woodworth Lake. All of northwest Indiana, with the exception of LaPorte and St. Joseph counties, which had already been formed, were surveyed in 1833-34. Fulton, Jasper, Marshall, Newton, Porter, Pulaski, and Stark counties were then formed by a state statute in 1835, but not yet necessarily organized as political entities with their own governments. Although a few settlers bought land in the general vicinity of Coons Lake as early as 1838, Samuel Coons, Sr. was the first to see a business opportunity and to buy land near the lake. That was November the 6th, 1848. He'd traveled here to Stark County on horseback from Ohio the year before. And that's where Mr. Coons built a dam and established a sawmill. He had a couple of fires, then rebuilt the site as a grist mill. And Samuel Coons, Jr. ran that mill from 1860 until 1925. Farmers came from all over the area, sometimes waiting through the night to have their grain milled. My grandfather told stories of taking grain to Coons Lake by horse and wagon, and I remember him telling me that he carried a shotgun on his lap when he went through a part of Washington Township known as Hainstown. According to some reports, the mill was capable of producing 40 barrels of flour every 24 hours. By 1915, numerous cottages dotted the south shores of the lake, and good gravel roads were being constructed. The Anderson Hotel, which the leader featured in a photograph recently, was built on the south shore about that same time. The Coons Lake Improvement Association was incorporated in 1929. The Conservation Club in 1935, they built a fish hatchery. The Coons Lake Fire Department was founded there in 1942. It served all of Oregon Township for many years. Tourist-wise, Coons Lake never had the direct benefit of a railroad line, although Walkerton is only 4 miles north, and it had several lines running through it. And by 1950, there were approximately 700 cottages at Coons Lake. And as of this year, the Coons Lake Regional Sewer District is working to develop and manage a sewage collection and disposal system there. Thanks to Stark County historian Marvin Allen for the information. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.